بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على افضل الخلق اجمعين. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send blessings and salutations to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah for allowing us this opportunity to read Salah al-Jama'ah, Salah al-Ishaq.
And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this chance to meet in one of His houses. A very beautiful place, mashallah, well developed, well designed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from those who have done it, and may He make it a means of sadaqah jariyah for those who have intended it, for whatever intention they have intended it. Today I want to speak for very few minutes regarding a subject that is important for the youth, and that is laziness and procrastination. Do you know what is procrastination? I can explain. When a person wants to do something and they say, yes, I will do it, but tomorrow. That is procrastination. And then the tomorrow comes and they say, we will do it, but next week. And next week comes, they say, no, tomorrow. They say tomorrow never comes. Because if you say, I will do it tomorrow, you can continue saying the same statement and it won't change. Nothing at all will change. Because tomorrow you will say tomorrow, and the following day you will say tomorrow, and nothing has changed. So what are we taught about it as Muslims? When you would like to do something, achieve it now, here and now. Make an intention now. If you can do it before you sleep, get it done. Only if you have to leave it for the following day, you leave it for the following day, or if it is necessary for you to delay it for some reason, then you delay it. But it is wrong for us to think that no, especially when it comes to religious matters. You see, I want to turn to Allah. I am committing this sin from a very long time. And you know, it is something I don't like, but I need to leave it. Inshallah, once I go for Umrah in the middle of next year, after that I won't commit the sin. That is shaitan. Shaitan wants you to delay it. How do you know that you are going to live until you go for that Umrah? How do you know? So people think, no, I'm committing sin, but inshallah in 2 years' time I will go for Hajj. When I go for Hajj, I will not commit the sin again. That already shows us that we are leading a false life. It's a false life. We are playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though He is a small baby. Astaghfirullah. As though we are telling Him, no, you know, not now, I know, but just leave it. What if He were to tell us, okay, you are breathing, I will stop it until the time you leave that sin. Are you going to say, okay, leave, let me stop breathing until I go for Hajj, then you can let me start again. Nobody would say that, because you know, you stop breathing, you die. We could suffer a spiritual heart attack in the process. So, when we want to turn to Allah, my beloved brothers and sisters, let me tell you, the feeling and the thought comes in your mind. Sometimes you are sitting with good people, you have good friends, you sit with some alim, some sheikh, some pious person, or in the masjid, or it is the month of Ramadan, or it is the season of Hajj, or some good moment, blessed moment of Jumu'ah, and you feel very, very strongly to turn to Allah. Turn at that moment, don't delay it and say, okay, I will turn, but you know, give me next week maybe, or you know, I'm about to get married, let me have a bit of fun. When I get married, no more fun. I will be honest and I will be faithful to my wife. If that is the case, we have played a fool with the Almighty. We think we have. Don't do that. We leave it from now. You know, a few days ago, I was in another country altogether and I met a certain brother. He might also hear this one day. And very interestingly, we spoke about someone else who is also a friend of ours in a good way. It was, we were not backbiting, don't worry, inshallah. And someone, he mentioned, the friend mentioned that, you know, that man, he has lowered his gaze ever since I have known him. Since he was a young, you know, growing up adult. He was lowering his gaze. And I told him, I said, my brother, subhanallah, it has paid dividends. What does that mean? It has paid dividends. The man, everyone knows that he is very happily married. MashaAllah, Allah keep him happy and grant him even greater happiness. And he is very happily married, and he listened to his parents. He made them happy. He made the others happy. He always looked down. And I'm talking of a real life example that has happened in my life. I've seen it happening. So, we are making down payments to get goodness for the future. But sadly what happens is, people think, no, you know, let me sin for now. And later on I will see what happens. No, inshallah, then we will tear the musalla. You see this sajjada that we have here. We will rip it apart, crying to Allah, Ya Allah, give me a good wife. Ya Allah, give me this. Ya Allah, give me that. You know, the hadith says, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. I have repeated this hadith many times. Get close to Allah during your days of ease. When you are easy, get close to Allah. With the days of difficulty, Allah will come close to you. SubhanAllah. So, if you are obeying Allah's instruction for a long time, one day you will see the fruits. So, some of the youth, youngsters, they get tired. They tell me, I have never missed one salah. It has now been 15 years. I know missing salah. I have read my tahajjud. It has been so many years. Sometimes the sisters will tell you, I have dressed properly, I have been honest, I have been faithful for 15 years. Where is the result? Let me tell you. You want to buy a big building in Colombo and you get Islamic finance. What happens with that Islamic finance? They tell you, brother, you don't have 300 million. We will give you 300 million. But you will be paying so many thousand a month. For how long? For 30 years. In the meantime, title deeds are in our hands. So, after 10 years, you say, I've been paying for 10 years, I didn't even miss one. Where is my house? They say, hang on, there is another 20 years remaining. And after another 10 years, you come up and you say, okay, now I'm fed up, I rather just default 1 month only. You default 1 month, there is a chance of your whole building going. We understand that example that I will have to work for long. Every month I will earn. I will put away my money on a daily basis because I need to pay for one building in the center of Colombo. One building. So I put my money away every month. And when the month ends, or every day I put away, when the month ends, I gather it and go and make the payment 1 or 2 days before it is due. Minimum. Because I don't want to lose one building. My beloved brothers and sisters, we have Jannah that is waiting for us. Forget about one building, all the buildings. Not only all the buildings, but the buildings of Dubai put together with the buildings of Colombo. And not only that, but the whole globe multiplied by 10. If you heard me saying it the other day. And that is minimum. Otherwise, whatever you wish is yours. You want to see a building, Allah says, we will give you as you are thinking of it, it's there. And if you want to see it flying, it will float, it will go up. You want to see it made of glass, made of diamonds, what do you want to see? Made of gold, you will just see it changing, changing. As your thoughts are moving, the building is moving. But you need to pay for that. By doing what? Two things. Obeying commands, staying away from prohibitions. It's cheaper and easier than collecting money, believe me. It's very easy. To read salah is easy. It's easier than going out to work and earning a salary and your boss must tell you, hey, come here. And sometimes, you know, the bosses, they are a little bit hard. They will even shout you and reprimand you. And you allow it to happen because he gives you money. Sometimes when you have a big boss giving you big salary and he tells you, look, today you will have to stay over for an extra hour because of, you say, no problem, sir, I will do that. So with a smile, mashallah. But one bayan in the masjid, not for extra hour, half an hour. So no, we are straight out of the door. How? We don't realize for a moment that we are so double-minded or confused that we give preference to the dunya without realizing we are delaying the payment for the akhirah. So the message I have today is, let's not waste time. Let us immediately please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to leave the sins we are engaged in today. We need to become better people now. We need to stop swearing. Many people are vulgar. You know, one day I was walking through a city and a certain brother told me, you know, alhamdulillah, I have stopped swearing. I said, what? Man with a big beard and he had a turban like this. And he told me, I have stopped swearing. I said, you used to swear. He said, Allah tested me. I said, don't say Allah. Don't blame Allah. Say, Shaytan got hold of you. He said, every other word in my house was a swear word. I used to swear people. And I said, wallahi, if your wife came to complain to the ulama that my husband is swearing, no one would believe her. They would think she is telling a lie. So much so that he said few times, I even beat my own wife up. I said, why are you telling me? He says, so that you can inform people that sometimes the looks can deceive. Sometimes those who look very religious at home, they are swearing. Big, big words. They are getting angry with their people who work for them. Big, 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 you know, temper. How? And why? That is hypocrisy. We need to change that now. Not tomorrow morning. Now. May Allah forgive us. We need to be the best of people. Go home with a smile. Speak nicely. Say good words. Teach them. Sit with them. Read something to them. And that is why I am reiterating the issue of importance of building the home. Because when you have a good home, everything else comes in place by the will of Allah. And let's not delay. Because sins are very, very attractive. Very attractive. Shaitan beautifies. The Quran says it. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. It's a long verse. And Allah says, Shaytan, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certain things have been made beautiful for man. If man is not careful, he will fall in them. Fall in them completely. One of them is women, one of them is wealth, one of them is the need to have this and that, to boast and brag, my children, my grandchildren, my this, my that. They will not be of any benefit unless you have taught them something good and they have learned from you. So remember, those who are very young here, let us work hard. Don't let the outside world deceive us. When we work for our school, we must work for our religion as well. Balance it. Not just one-sided. We can have top PhD degree. We can be the top lawyer and accountant. MashaAllah, that is very, very good. But we must be Muslim to start with. Our salah must not miss, no matter what. And what is the problem? The problem is, salah time has entered. Oh, yeah, okay. Still there is time. I'll read in 5 minutes. That is the problem. If you say, I will read my salah in 5 minutes, you will not read your salah. Leave everything, drop it there and then finish your salah first and then go back. That is the rule. That is why the Prophet ﷺ speaks of as-salatu ala waqtiha, salah upon its time. When the time of salah enters, drop everything, finish it and then carry on. But if you say, I have 5 minutes, don't worry, I will read it just now. You know, there is still a little bit of time. You know, the sun has not yet set. Before you know it, it will be setting. Believe me, those who want to delay that salah, if it happens to you once in your life or twice or a few, very few times, perhaps you might have a good excuse. But every other day, we are doing the same thing. We go to work, we miss our salah. Early morning, Fajr comes, you hear the adhan, shoot out of the bed, shoot out of your bed, shoot out, straight. And make your wudu and read your salah and then go back to the bed if you want. But if you are saying, okay, snooze, you know that snooze is a problem. Because you snooze and then you go back down. You snooze again, you go back down. Third time you snooze, jama'ah is finished. You say, oh, I missed salah in the masjid. Okay, now there's no point. The sunrise is still after half an hour. Snooze. Gone. And snooze again. By that time, oh, 15 minutes left for sunrise. Oh, I don't have time now. But there's still time, but I don't have time now. Snooze. After that, the sun has risen, your salah is gone. I'm speaking of reality. I am touching a red button here. Wallahi, I'm not joking. Why do we do that? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. MashaAllah. I'm sure you've heard that so many times. Salah is better than sleep. And yet we say, no, snooze is better than salah. As-snoozu khayrun minas salah. Astaghfirullah. That is how people are operating. We need to change that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. And this is why I said procrastination, laziness, it can destroy an individual. Completely it can destroy you. Because if that happens with salah, it will happen with everything else. And we won't be able to do things. We won't be, for example, you are collecting money for something important. And you know that I need to purchase something which I need. So I'm collecting. Then one day you will come and say, no, let's go and eat somewhere outside, have a nice holiday. So you take some of your money which you were saving for something else and you use it somewhere else. And you say, don't worry, I will make a plan to bring this money back. All that is because you snooze your salah. That's the reason why this happens. No prioritization in life. Be disciplined. This is for that, it will remain for that. If I cannot afford a holiday, I will not go for a holiday. And I'm happy. There are 6 billion people on earth, if not more. Out of them, how many go on holiday? Have you ever tried to check? Go and find out. Go to the internet and see. You know that it is a very small fraction of people who go on holiday. The rest of them, they are working. Their holiday is to sleep at home, to relax with their children, and you know, to laugh and joke. That is their holiday. They lead a better life than those sometimes who spend lots of money to fly out on holiday. MashaAllah. If you can afford it, we are not saying don't go. But we are saying we are living sometimes beyond our means. Only because we want to enjoy something we can't afford. Enjoy what you can afford. Enjoy what you have. You don't have to change your clothing every week and every month. Especially a lot of the sisters. What happens? Every wedding, I need new pair of clothing. Why? I wore this one last time. What is that? I wore this pair last time. They will look at me and they will say, what? You can wear the same pair 50 times. Nothing wrong. The best thing, just put black cloak from top to bottom. No one knows what you are wearing. Finish. Problem solved. But if you are going to buy this, buy that. This every time, new set of clothing, new set of jewelry, new set of shoes. Oh, mashallah. Shoes. I don't even want to start to talk about shoes. Because the sisters, sometimes the whole cupboard is full. All colors which we didn't know. They come to, what color is this? They say mauve. You know, they come up with these colors, new colors. Every color is there. And then they come up with a new name, you know. And that is the color. I still don't have the other one. To you, pink is pink. You know, this is pink, that is pink. They say, no. They come with a new name for this one and that one. I don't have the other color. So if they buy it, you find it is still pink. Allahu Akbar. Different shades. And all, this is all a waste. Israf, waste. We are becoming satisfied with the dunya and digging in. We are digging in deeper and deeper. We will get stuck in. We should not do that. Let us learn to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lead simple lives. Be happy with what you have. Allah has given all of us a certain level. If you can't afford something, leave it. You can't afford a big iPhone 4S. You can use your Nokia. No problem. It will do the job. Subhanallah. Maybe you can hear more clearly. Yes, perhaps. We don't need latest of everything. Remember that. If we are following the latest, we will put a problem on our parents. And if our parents, if not them, then on ourselves. We are setting a trend. So tomorrow everyone saw you with the latest phone, the latest this, the latest that, mashallah. And then what happened? One day you can't afford it. You don't want to embarrass yourself after having big Nokia. You know, one man, you know what is iPad? I'm sure you know what is iPad. Something looking like iPad. I don't know whether it was Samsung or something. I was in Makkah now. He was using, hello, talking like this. He was using like this, hello. And I am thinking, what is he doing? Does this thing work like this? So I thought maybe he doesn't want to use a small phone, you know, to say, Assalamu alaikum. So he wants to say, hello, like this. What is the point? You can use whatever you have, Allahu Akbar. Allah grant you goodness and myself as well. The point I'm making is live on your level. A lot of the times, we are embarrassed to show people we don't have something. Why? Be happy, alhamdulillah. You have an old pair of clothing, but it is ironed. No one even knows it's old. And keep it carefully, use it nicely. You have a watch which might be 3-4 years old, but it looks very nice. No one needs to know its age. Nothing. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our doors. I've spoken on several issues I've touched on. I know the brothers have asked me to speak for 10 minutes, but you know, there is inshallah a little bit extra time. They call it injury time, inshallah. So we will have a few extra moments. I hope that we have learned something. I have tried to keep it also for the young. I've seen a lot of youth here as well, some even younger than that. And we hope that we have learned something. We should not run behind these things of the world and we want phones and cars and we want this and that. No, we need to want to come to the house of Allah. Please Allah. Because remember, you can have the best phone, the best house, the best car and everything. Maybe you are the most unhappy person that exists. Maybe you might be the most unhappy. Why? We did not make Allah happy. You don't make Allah happy, how do you expect to be happy? You want your building to come, you want your goodness to come, you want your future to come, you will have to work hard for years on end, 1 year after the other, a third and a fourth and a fifth, and we will have to continue working very, very hard. When we work hard, we will achieve the pleasure of Allah. When we achieve the pleasure of Allah, we will be able to go further. So let us make an effort to learn our religion. Let us make an effort to obey Allah's instruction. Let us come through, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah is the greatest. Sometimes people think, you know, I have committed too many sins, so now maybe Allah doesn't love me anymore. That is also shaitan. Shaitan wants us to think like that. No matter who you are very special. Allah has made you, and He knows you, and He knows you personally, and He knows you better than yourself. You are very special to Allah, very special to Allah. He is just waiting for you. That my worshipper, let him come 5 times salah. I want to see him in front of me 5 times a day. And I want to see him truthful and honest. Wallahi, Allah knows you better than yourself. So we need to protect ourselves from shaitan. We don't allow shaitan to make us think, no, I am not like, you know, someone else. Allah can't, me, I'm in the background. No, no, we are not in the background. In the eyes of Allah, we are all just there. He knows us. We are special. He made us. And there is a hadith which says, Allah becomes so happy when we turn to Him. There is a big description, I'm not going to go into it. But in a nutshell, He becomes so happy when we turn to Him. Imagine if Allah is pleased with us. I will end by saying, you know, if a rich man, very rich man, is happy with you, your life is set. Anything you need, it's over. Because a very rich man is happy with you. You are very close to him, and he tells everyone, you see that man, he is very close to me. When the hadith says, imagine if Allah is happy with you, He gives you whatever He wants. And the hadith says, when you are sitting in a gathering, remembering Allah, thinking of Allah, talking about Allah, like what we are doing right now, remembering Allah, reminding each other of Allah, Allah at that time is telling the angels about who you are and what you are doing right now. ذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. The hadith says, when you are talking about Allah like this, Allah is talking about you by the angels. He is telling the angels, you know, there in Colombo there is this. And at the same time, there are thousands and millions and billions of people who are doing the same thing. So why must I be from amongst those who loses out? They say when you have an Islamic program or someone coming to remind you of the deen, go and attend. Even sometimes maybe the language might not be that grand, sometimes you might, but your name will be written from those who are sitting there. Allah will also talk about you to say, you know what, that man is there. All these people by name, Allah knows us. They were there, they are sitting and remembering me now. Imagine, remembering you. If I have to phone you from back home and tell you, oh, I'm thinking of you. You know, if someone had to phone me, I get a few times phone call from some of the people I know here. Oh, mashallah, how are you? We thought of you. We thought, let me call you. It makes me happy. But imagine if Allah has to remember you. Oh, subhanallah. We are so insignificant. We are not even worth that. But Allah says, no, you remember me, I remember you. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I will remember you. So we ask Allah to make us those who are steadfast. To make us those who shrug off shaitan at any time. Regular with salah. No more laziness. Kick it out. We turn to Allah now, not tomorrow morning. And we ask Allah to open our doors. If you want to do something good, sometimes a woman, she's not dressed properly. You know, everything is open. And she says, no, I'm still young. You know, when I grow a bit older, I will... What we are saying tonight is, when it crosses your mind, turn now. Don't wait for tomorrow morning. That is success. You want to do something, you want to, sometimes people want to grow beard, sometimes people want to do something, you know, they want to achieve something in the religion. They say, inshallah, when I clock 60 years old, then I will start. Don't do that. That is not good for a Muslim to do. Start from now, today. Wallahi, you will succeed. You will find goodness come in your direction by the will of Allah. Allah will save you, protect you, grant you goodness, and it will come slowly. It doesn't come immediately. Like one man, I told him, brother, he told me, I have a big problem. I said, start reading your salah. He said, okay. 3 days later, he said, I started, but my problem is still not solved. I said, brother, when you go to the doctor and you have a big sickness, they put you on antibiotics for the course. And on top of that, they might put you in the hospital. They might give you chemotherapy if it is a more serious cancer. Allah protect us from sickness. And they might do this, and it's a prolonged procedure. It's not just light. So the course needs to follow. You read salah, you are dedicated. I said, this seems like you are reading salah. Once your problem is finished, you stop again. That's what it seems. So because of that attitude, your problem is not going to be solved. But make a commitment to Allah to say, from today, no more missing salah. Then see what happens after a period of about 40 days. See what happens. When you are committed forever, then you start. And see what happens. Your doors open one after the other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. This is Colombo. And the people, mashallah, are very good. And I would like to hope they are sincere. For that reason, we feel like carrying on talking. But I think, you know, I always say, when you have a cough and you have cough mixture, you can't have the whole bottle one time. You have one spoon. And after some time, inshallah, another spoon. So it can help you much better. For that reason, the spoon is over. 5 mils gone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammadin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka. Sallallahu ala